4 years ago.
How was your date? Oliver jerked at the unexpected voice, unaware of Gavin's presence until he spoke. Hey, man. Didn't see you there. Why are you sitting in the dark?
Gavin Hawke, Oliver's foster brother, was sacked out on the couch in the living room of their parents' house. His folks were out of town for the weekend on an impromptu trip to New York. Oliver's fathers, Chad and Sean, had surprised his mother with tickets to see Hamilton on Broadway.
I was watching a movie. It ended, and I'd just turned the TV off when I heard your car pull into the driveway.
Thought I'd see how your date went.
Oliver walked into the room, turning on a lamp before dropping down next to Gavin. Gavin had come to live with his family when they were both 15, and while the first year had been a pretty rough adjustment for them both, over the past 5 years, Gavin had become his best friend, the two of them as close as true brothers.
Gavin stood at the doorway of the pub and watched Aaron Young cross the street and climb back into his police cruiser. He'd only just gotten home from work when he'd been waylaid by his foster uncle, a cop with the Baltimore Police Department, on the sidewalk outside. He'd intended to head straight upstairs to the dorm, shower, and hit the couch. But given the information he'd just gotten, he thought a beer, maybe several, sounded a lot better. Gavin walked to the bar, claiming a stool, suddenly feeling very tired. He'd actually come home from work in a good mood, feeling almost chipper as he recalled Friendsgiving and how he'd been invited to put one of Grandma Sunday's ornaments on the tree.
Aaron walked into the apartment, trying to shake off her exhaustion. It had been a busy shift in the ER, and all she could think about was stripping off her scrubs, pouring a glass of wine, and conking out on the couch. That plan changed the second she crossed the threshold and saw Oliver lighting candles on her small dining room table. He frowned when he saw her.
"You're tired."
She nodded. "Yeah, long day. What's this?" she asked, gesturing to the table.
"You've had quite a few long days lately."
"Short-staffed. Lot of nurses out with the flu. Plus, it's the holidays. Too many suicide attempts and drug overdoses." Gavin walked out of the kitchen with a glass of red wine in his hand. He handed it to her.
"You're late."
"I know. I was just telling Ollie we were slammed. I got stuck filling out some last-minute paperwork. Did we have plans?" she asked. Oliver shook his head.
"Nope."
She considered that for a second and then panicked. "Are we celebrating something? Oh my God, did I forget a birthday or anniversary or something?" Oliver chuckled and repeated himself.
"Nope."
She took a sip of wine, glancing from Oliver to Gavin. "Gonna give me a clue here?"
"Gavin and I wanted to do something nice for you. Our way of thanking you for taking us in. Two homeless waves out on the street at Christmas."
Aaron laughed. "You could have moved back in with your parents." Gavin shook his head and feigned a shudder.
"Two grown-ass men living at home? No thanks. Talk about ruining our street cred."
Aaron playfully patted his cheek. "Oh, aren't you cute? You think you've got street cred." Gavin grabbed her wrist before she could lower her hand. She wasn't sure how to react when he kissed her palm, stroking it just once with a quick brush of his tongue. The kiss distracted her enough that it was easy for him to grab her wine glass and take a big drink.